97.9 FM, WCHL, the Strong Touch. Time now for the clean joke of the day. I see there by the old clock on the wall, it's time for Lauren Stafford to walk in, and there she is.
Bam! Here I am.
Perfect time.
Yeah. I set my stopwatch just so I can make sure to enter on cue for you.
Good, good. Well, what kind of joke you got today?
I have a good joke.
Funny one, presumably?
I do have a funny one.
Good.
This could be under the category of kids say the darndest things or, you know, kids are smarter than you think. Kind of like that show, Do You Think You're Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I love it.
Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes the answer is no, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. More often than not. Sometimes I don't like watching that show. It just kind of makes me feel stupid.
Those are pretty smart fifth graders.
Yeah, those are some smart fifth graders. All right. So this one, yeah, so pay attention. A young boy enters a barber shop, and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch, I'll prove it to you."
Okay.
The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other, then calls the boy over and says, "Son, which one do you want?" The boy takes the quarters and leaves. The barber says, "What did I tell you?" That kid never learns. Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. And he says, "Hey, son, can I ask you a question? Why did you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" The boy licked his cone and replied, "Because the day I take the dollar, the game is over." Very clever.
Yeah, really smart kid.
I know. I wish I could find somebody to play that game with me.
Me too. Hey, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.